Summer feels good.
This is 2GO Summer Breakfast with Mandy and Widow.
Sure, it's morning, Tuesday.
Wait, that was probably a bit exuberant. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael Allen Ernest Whittington III.
Thank you.
How are you, sir?
Mandy.
No middle name, cool. We don't have a middle name.
You don't have one.
No, my mum doesn't have a middle name. My dad doesn't have a middle name, so they didn't give any of us middle names,
really?
Which is really boring. Yeah.
Wow. My parents went all out. My two older brothers have got three each.
Oh, wow.
I've got two. My little sister's only got one.
Wow.
Yeah,
they just got sick of it as it went along.
They ran out of names.
Ran out of names, exactly.
Hey, lots going on in today's show, including we need to tell everyone on the coast what happened here in
work
yesterday.
Oh, my God.
With your dog.
My God. Did I have a dog fail yesterday or what?
It was.
Oh, my God. Probably one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. And that's saying something because I have a lot of embarrassing moments.
And you know what? One of the funniest for me. So we'll tell you exactly what happened later on. But today's show, we're going to help you out with the school holidays, with the school holiday survival guide, maybe get you some prizes.
Yep.
To take the kids somewhere.
Yep. It's
got the secret sound.
Normal or nuts. Oh, it's Tuesday, people.
So
everybody
much going
look
on.
107.7 2GO. There's a rogue mosquito in the studio, which, like, sounds normal, but the studios are airtight and there's double doors on.
Are you panicking?
Them. Well, because mosquitoes, like, I'm a magnet for mosquitoes, and this thing was a fat one, and I've just seen it fly past, and it's not supposed to be in here because these are airtight studios with two doors.
Mm.
So to get inside this studio, you have to be pretty crafty.
Coming through the vents.
Oh, man. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be talking and I'm just going to take my eye off the ball and that thing's going to just take a chunk out of my knee.
Do you know they're big if you feel them landing on you? That's a big mosquito.
Anyway, I'm paranoid now. Hey, I want to talk about animals of a different kind, though.
Mm.
In Melbourne Zoo.
Okay.
They've decided to get a little bit innovative in terms of fitness for some of their reptiles. So some of their reptiles haven't been doing enough exercise.
Okay.
This is the truth. I'm not making this up.
Do reptiles need to do stuff? They usually just sit around anyways?
Well,
they're just
no,
pretty
I mean,
chilled out.
Out in the wild there, they have to, you know, stalk prey and, you know, slither around.
We're going to go to treadmill for snakes?
Actually,
or?
They've got a pool. They've actually designed
a
hydro
nice.
Pool for reptiles. Now, it's a free-flowing exercise pool which is designed to prevent the snakes from getting fat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never seen a fat snake.
It's kind of true. I don't think I've ever seen a fat
snake. I said that and then I realised that was just that. Anyway.
Maybe a python, you know, when pythons eat
well,
stuff.
Well, once they've eaten a bit. Yeah, but you don't see kind of overweight snakes, do
no.
you? Anyway,
no.
they decided that they wanted this kind of hydro gym. Now, it's temperature controlled and it's water that flows so that basically the lizards and the turtles and the rattlesnakes and stuff can swim against the current.
Mm.
That's how they're going to get fit.
Okay.
My friend's got one of these. She's got an elastic band she puts in her pool.
Yeah.
And she swims in one direction. And because the elastic band pulls her back, she looks like an idiot.
She does absolutely
look stupid.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. But anyway, it's like that, but it's at Melbourne Zoo for the reptiles. And they swim against the current, and that's how they build up their level of fitness.
Okay.
And they increase their muscle tone, and they can be active, much like their, you know, their wild counterparts.
Wow, someone has thought a lot about this.
I know, right? But what they haven't thought about is how they probably need a PT shouting at them.
Yes.
Because that's how the best exercise is done, right?
Mm.
So I was thinking, like, if a snake's in the hydro pool not working hard enough,
yeah.
who's going to be the PT? So who eats snakes?
Well, in Harry Potter, don't they speak Slytherin? The Slytherin people speak snakes?
Well, I was thinking either like an eagle or a mongoose. Because I know mongoose. Is that the plural word for mongoose?
Well, let's roll with it.
Let's roll with it. Mongoose eat snakes.
Right,
so
okay.
I'm imagining a little mongoose on
well,
the
that's
side
terrifying.
Of the pool just kind of, you know, getting the snakes to do more crunches and saying, come on, we need some burpees, we need some knee lifts.
Are you saying
lifts.
That when you go to a gym, a PT is actually wanting to eat you? Is that the same thing?
No. Okay. I probably got that a little bit wrong.
107.7 2GO.
Yesterday, massive thunderstorm at this time, and my dog freaked out, as a lot of dogs across the coast were freaking out. Thunder and lightning, never really great for dogs.
Yeah.
So I decided to bring the dog into work.
Yeah, Frankie. Frankie came into the studio. He's a little fox terrier cross something.
Yeah, foxy cross cattle dog. He's got a bit of everything in him. He's a bit of a rescue dog.
He's a bitzer.
He's a bitzer.
He's a bitzer. He's a lovely dog,
he's
Frankie.
Very cute.
And it's nice to have him in the studio, but he was panicking a lot.
Mm.
And I think we both thought that might have just been the thunder and lightning. Mm. He was a bit freaky. Anyways, those keen listeners of the show will remember at the end of the show, he actually did a little wee in the studio.
Yeah, which a tiny one because I cut it off. I said, stop!
Yeah,
and he stopped straight away and then I threw him outside.
Yeah, he cocked his leg on one of the table's legs here. And it's,
Look, if management's listening, I did do a good job of mopping that up. There was
As the listeners,
disinfectant involved.
As the listeners will soon learn, Mandy, management already knows just how bad your dog is. Because yesterday, we had this big meeting here at work. The big boss here wanted to have a chat about 2019. What's 2019 going to be like? What's the vision for 2019? Big chat. Everyone in the whole building in the boardroom for this meeting.
All staff.
Everyone's
people.
There. It's, it's pretty exciting to hear what the message for 2019 is going to
be.
Yes. Anyways, we're sitting there and someone mentions in the boardroom, just a chat before the meeting starts, their dog was quite nervous and did a poo in their bathroom this morning.
Oh, see, yeah.
And then I mentioned, well, while we're doing poo chat, Evie did a massive poo in her cat. She was swimming it in the weekend.
Oh.
And that's when the GM stepped in and said, guys, I'm about to start. Can we just hold the poo chat till after lunch today? Because some of us have just had breakfast. And we go, fair enough.
Enough of the poo chat. Everyone has a giggle.
And then one of the girls next to me just went, can anyone smell that? And I was like, that's funny, but we're done with the poo chat. That's enough. And she goes, no, I can seriously smell something. And that's when someone near the front door of the boardroom staff meeting said, is that a dog poo?
Oh my God.
And Frankie had done a poo right next to the boardroom door.
I am so mortified by this. Oh my God. You have no idea how embarrassed I was.
You could not get a more important kind of meeting.
I know.
And you came along and you're like,
just,
oh my God.
I missed all the poo chat and I just walked up and everyone's just pointing going,
It was perfect timing. The boss went, no more poo chat. And then someone went, Mandy's dog do a poo right there.
Oh my God, I was so embarrassed. And then I had to pick up my dog poo in front of everybody in the building.
Oh, Frankie. Hey, Frankie felt good.
Oh, Frankie was fine.
Frankie felt amazing.
The guy felt fantastic. I did talk to him sternly when we got home. I'm not going to lie.
Don't. That was funny.
Oh,
it's a highlight
God,
of the day.
I was embarrassed. Mate. I still haven't apologized to them. Oh, anyway.
Maybe after the show you could go chat to the
boss. I was so embarrassed I could barely even apologize to her.
Go have a chat to the boss after the show.
God, hey. Good on you, Frank.
107.7 2GO.
Join the conversation, 13:27:10. We'll send you along to the Mariners taking on Melbourne Victory, Saturday 2nd of Feb, kickoff at 5:35 p.m. Get your tickets at tickettech.com.au.
Yeah, very good. So the X-Trail, the sexy X-y, I've had it now for quite a while. It's 2005 model, so what does that make it? That makes it 14 years old.
You're asking me to do maths this early in the morning? Come on.
I think it's 14
years
old.
It's 14
years old. It's 14 years old, and it looks every bit the 14 years. It's got a massive bang in the back, which I haven't been bothered to. Well, the reason I haven't got that fixed was because I'd just been rear-ended and had the back all fixed through somebody else's insurance.
Yeah.
And the week after the back all got fixed, I backed into a tree. Well, actually, the tree jumped out. I mean, in fairness.
I was going to say, they're very hard.
Very agile trees.
Anyway, they move quick too.
They do. Yeah. So I kind of didn't get that fixed. And then I also knocked into a couple of bollards. So I've got matching bumper bar because they're plastic bumper bars, right? So they just go popping in.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of bollard bumper things on the front.
You have a problem with stationary objects, clearly.
I know. And mechanically, it's been great. I mean, the X-Trails just keep going and going and going. I had to take it back to get the airbag fixed, you know, that compulsory airbag thing happened.
Oh, yeah, you had one of those.
I had one of those. So I've had that done twice.
Okay.
Because the first airbag they replaced was still faulty.
Oh,
so that was fabulous. Yeah, so I had to take it twice. Anyway, that's all done now too. But the airbag's probably the best bit about it and the newest bit about it because the rest of it's pretty old. And you know what? It's sitting at about 286,000 kilometres roughly at the moment.
Jeez, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
But just lately, every time I start the X-Trail, it has this weird screaming sound.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like it's in pain.
No.
It's in agony. Please stop.
Please put me down. No, it's not. It's not quite that scream. It's more, it's hard to describe, but my neighbour said it was waking her up at 4:30 when I left.
Something like this.
That's me trying to start it. No, not quite that either. It was a weird screaming sound. It's been happening for about a month.
A weird scream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a little bit like that.
Imagine that every time you start the car.
No wonder my neighbours are waking up. Anyway, so it's been making this sound all through the Christmas holidays and stuff, and I'm like, oh, can't be bothered taking the car to the mechanic. Anyway,
yeah.
Friend said to me the other day, please take your car to the mechanic. It's sounding really sick.
Well, usually that kind of sound is, yes, a bad thing.
It's a bad sound.
Yeah.
So I took the car to my mechanic, Roscoe. Morning, Roscoe. And I said, there's this scream happening under the bonnet every time I start the car, right? And he's turned the engine off. He stood there.
Yeah.
He started the car. No scream. It's
always
so
happens.
Typical.
Always
it's so
happens.
Annoying, right? Yeah, and so, yeah, and then we let it sit there for 5 minutes and cool down, tried it again, no scream.
Yeah.
I'm shaking my fist at this car going, come on, the time I want you to scream, you're not screaming. Anyway, so I had to leave it there because he said that we have to let it really cool down.
Yeah.
And then he rang me and said that there's all these other things that he's found wrong with it. And I'm just like, oh. He said it's nearly 300,000 Ks, so you're bound to have stuff start to go wrong on this thing.
Yeah, it's had a pretty good run.
Had a great run.
Yeah.
So I'm bracing myself for what is wrong with my car. There was some sort of spring thing that he said was hanging off.
The solenoid.
Solenoid,
yeah,
exactly.
Probably your solenoid. Yeah. Look, 13:27:10. Can you make Mandy feel a little bit better this morning? Who's got the most kilometres on their car?
Well, can anyone top 286,000 Ks? Because I'm pretty happy with that, and I am waiting for that moment that it clicks over to the three.
Yeah, that'd be
like
nice.
Wherever I am, I have to catch that moment. Like I really want to see it click over. Hope it lasts that long.
All right, 13:27:10. Call right now. Let us know who's got the most kilometres on the car.
Tony from Killarney Vale. Hi.
How are you going?
Oh, I'm good. I'm using my daughter's car, which is even more of a poo box than mine. But anyway, what's your car got on it?
My car has 312,265 and I'm driving it at the moment.
Wow, what is it? What is it?
It's a Ford Courier dual cab.
Wow, okay. 312,000. You reckon you'll get a few more out of it?
Well, yeah, it's a 1997 model, so I'm going for a vintage, I hope.
You'll be worth something one day, Tony. That's awesome. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Shelley Beach now and Mark. Mark, can you beat 312,000 Ks? What have you got?
Yeah, I got an old BA Ford Falcon, which was an old company vehicle of mine.
Yep.
And now the son's girlfriend's driving it, and it's got 450,000 on it.
Wow. Is that the original motor? Oh, wow, that's amazing. And a Ford as well. There you go. They're normally, well, I'm a Holden girl, so I was going to bag the Fords there, Mark.
Found on rubbish dump, that's what Ford's
found on rubbish dump, exactly. Yeah. Oh, very good, and I love that it's been passed down through the family. Let's finish off with Wayne in Charmhaven. Hey, Wayne.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, we were up to, what was it,
410, I think it was.
412-ish. Can you beat that?
Yeah, 610, it's got.
610,000?
Thousand, yes.
Hang on, what is it? What kind of car is it?
Toyota Land Cruiser.
Oh, those Land Cruisers, they keep going. Yeah. Is that an original motor or is that a reconditioned motor?
No, original motor in it.
That's
amazing. God,
that
is incredible.
They are built tough, those things.
Yeah,
they
are clearly.
Amazing.
And have you had it all that time, Wayne?
I sure have.
Wow. How much longer do you reckon it's going to last?
Oh, I should get a million out of it.
You reckon you'll get a million?
No.
What?
Yep. Toyota Tough.
Toyota Tough. If you do get a million, if you get close to a million, I really would love you to take a photo or even drive it here to 2GO so we can all have a look at it because that's pretty impressive.
No worries at all. I can do that.
Excellent, Wayne. We'll see you in 400,000 Ks.
And, mate, we're going to send you along to the Mariners versus Melbourne victory, all right?
No worries.
Thanks,
good
buddy.
Stuff, mate. I wonder if you get to a million Ks, do you get a letter from the Queen or something?
Oh, like, you should.
Pretty fancy.
You most definitely should.
So the extra, a million Ks, do you reckon?
Nah, mate. It's like, I'll be dragging it along. There'll be things hanging off it. Anyway.
I could get to a million Ks if it's towed by another car, maybe.
Maybe I should paint it with zebra stripes or something just to make it interesting. You know, it's a bomb. I could do that, couldn't I?
You could do that.
Or make it like the Scooby-Doo mobile or something.
You could see the great home paint job.
Yeah, the home paint job.
107.7 2GO.
I want to chat about Prince Philip because this is the story that doesn't go away at the moment. He had a car accident last week. He's okay.
Quite a serious one, though.
Yeah, yeah. He rolled a Land Rover thing. He's 97 years old, and he caused a fair bit of damage to another car.
He did, and to some other people. The woman driving the car, I think it was a Kia, she had a fractured wrist.
Yep.
Her friend, I think, was okay, had a few cuts and scratches, and there was a baby in the car too, thankfully unharmed.
Yeah.
But a lot of questions around about whether he should be driving. He's 97. He was caught the next day without wearing a seatbelt.
Exactly. Exactly. And now the story is just getting a little bit weirder, and it comes down to memorabilia. You know, like royal memorabilia. People go nuts for it.
My mum used to love a bit of royal memorabilia.
Oh, really?
She's English.
Yeah.
So she had the Princess Di mug. Mm-hmm. I remember we used that for a long time until the dishwasher took all the silver off it.
Oh, no.
I know. She had little plates and things she used to put on display.
Yeah.
I don't know where those things are now.
Yeah. Well, in England, years ago, like I know my grandfather, he's English, at certain royal events that kids at school were given like memorabilia, like plates and
coins
bowls
and
coins and stuff. Mm. So my dad's actually got some of that. Mm. It's old. So there's a lot of memorabilia floating around when it comes to royals. Mm. But someone has gone to the crash site and found parts of the Land Rover that Prince Philip crashed.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's now selling them on an online site, auction site.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of bidders. There's a lot of bidders for the little bit.
So what are we talking? Little bits of broken plastic?
Yeah, and, like, you know, a bit of headlight.
A little bit of headlight, a little bit of bumper bar or whatever.
He's actually claiming that some of it might even have Prince Philip's DNA on it.
Well, it's highly likely.
Probably. I mean, if
Prince Philip ever changed a globe on his headlight or, you know, polished his bumper bar, I mean, I can't imagine it.
I doubt that.
But there may be DNA on it. You never know.
But there's a bunch of people bidding on this stuff, and I just think that's just strange, isn't it?
Like, that's really weird.
I mean, unless it's someone trying to prove that they're reptilian shapeshifters and they're grabbing their DNA. I don't know. But that might be it. But it just seems really strange.
Or maybe someone wants to clone Prince Philip.
Oh, maybe. why you need another Prince Philip? Yeah. I have no idea.
I think one is enough.
And then the Queen, Queenie. She's gone to church without Prince Philip.
Oh, maybe. What's going on there?
I don't know. I don't want to get too ahead of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a rift.
She might be a bit cranky with the prince.
Could be a split up.
Oh, as if they're going to split up when, he's 97 and she's 95.
You don't know,
Wouldn't that be the ultimate epic royal scandal? Queen and Philip split after 70-something years of marriage. Can you imagine that? The world would melt down.
Oh, I would buy
it. Do it. Summer feels good.
Summer. I love the outdoors. We love our
city. I just love being out in the water. Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO. Summer
feels good. Do androids dream of electric sheep, Mandy?
I don't know, Widdo, but we are going to be all taken over by the robots. They're coming to get us.
Mm.
AI is a thing.
It's a thing. It's a definite thing.
That's a big thing.
It's happening more than what you know. Like your iPhone, your smartphone, it's listening to what
you say. Everybody's listening to us. The whole smart speaker thing at home, that's listening to us.
And you know what? I don't care.
Don't you? See,
no,
I do.
I don't really care.
I do, but I don't know what to do about it because I rely on these robots and this AI to live my life now.
You know what? For the convenience of being able to say, hey, Google, play Right on Time, and then bang, it plays
it.
I'll let it listen to my private conversations that I have with my wife.
In the privacy of your own house.
Things like, don't clip your toenails at the front door anymore, please. Everyone sees it when we walk in. Like, I'm pretty sure, hey, Google doesn't care that it knows that.
Hang on, I care that your wife's clipping her toenails at the front
door. No, I'm clipping
it. Oh, you're doing it.
Well, it's outside, you know. They're outside now. That's fine. They're not inside.
No, not at the front door. Do it out the back.
Not like you're doing it in the bathroom and they're like in there. But
God,
anyways,
too much information.
The reason why we're talking about robots is there's a high-tech hotel in Japan that's actually been forced to lay off most of its robot staff. So they got all these robot staff in there, and it was going to be the most efficient hotel in the world.
Well, what
were
the robots doing?
Well, there was robotic dancers in the lobby.
Are you sure that wasn't just my dad?
He's doing the robot. There was a dinosaur-shaped robot receptionist, and also these egg-shaped bots that were like assistants in your room that you could ask questions and things. Now,
ask the egg.
Here's meant to be some of the positives about having all these robots there. Yeah. For instance, when you go to reception, the robot that you chat to is multilingual.
So dinosaur robot's multilingual.
Yeah. So
you've got a dinosaur that can speak Spanish and Japanese English.
When you're checking in, no matter where in the world you're from, it's easy to check in. That sounds pretty good, actually.
That sounds pretty entertaining.
This one I'm not sure about. The robots have face recognition built in.
Mm.
So you check in, it recognizes your face, you sign everything in.
Mm.
Then from then on, you don't need a room key or anything.
No.
You have face recognition.
You just say to the egg, scan my face.
Yeah, no, if you want to get into the room, it scans your face and into the room you go.
Why are we living in this world?
I don't, well, keys are great. I don't know what's wrong with keys.
I know, just a key, just a swipey thing.
Anyways, some cracks started to appear because the concierge, the robot concierges, couldn't answer simple questions. The robotic dancers.
Because they're dinosaurs.
The robotic dancers broke down.
Oh, dear.
And get this, the egg robot, you know, one in the guest room,
yeah,
was criticised for chiming in saying, sorry, I couldn't catch that. Could you repeat the question? All night during the night, and was triggered when anyone would snore. So imagine being
or have noisy sex. I imagine.
Well, maybe that too. Wow. But being funny. woken up in the middle of the night. Sorry, funny. I couldn't hear
funny.
That. So.
Well, yeah. So wouldn't it have been great though if they'd got, because these are obviously sort of robot employees.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it have been great if they'd actually got a robot to sack the other robots?
Oh, like a HR robot.
Like a HR robot.
I think I've got some audio of that.
Have you?
Yeah.
We are sorry to inform you that your performance has been underwhelming. You have shown no initiative, you lack personality and not displayed warmth with the customers. So unfortunately you are fired. Maybe you can get a job in radio.
Oh.
Anyone can do that. Listen, coming up next hour on Summer Breakfast, we will be helping you out entertaining the kids these school holidays with the School Holiday Survival Guide.
107.7 2GO.
You got to thank your lucky stars you weren't on this flight. Oh, my God. We can all relate to this because, you know, long flights are bad enough, but a flight that's delayed or a flight that gets waylaid is just a nightmare.
Yeah.
So United Airlines, there was a flight from New Jersey to Hong Kong that had to get diverted because there was a medical emergency and somebody needed to leave the plane. So they diverted the flight to a place called Goose Bay.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful spot.
Is it?
I don't know.
You don't know. It's in Canada. So it's in a province of Newfoundland.
Oh, yeah.
And Goose Bay Airport was there, but it's a reasonably small airport. And the plane landed there sort of 9:30 at night. And by that time, like, you know, the medical people came and they helped the person off the plane.
Yeah.
But because it was in Canada, there was no, like, customs officials or anything there at 9:30 at night because it's a small airport.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they couldn't let anybody out of the plane because there was no customs officer, no people to process passports, etc., right?
That. Yeah, there's a lot of official
stuff. So they
stuff
said, right, we just got to wait. Now, instead of ringing the customs guy in Goose Bay and saying, hey, dude, get out of bed, there's a whole bunch of people on a plane that need to get off the plane, they kept all these people on the plane. Now, the hours are rolling on. Now, think of this. It's 9:30. It's Canada. It's winter.
Yeah.
The temperature's dropping as the hours are going on. It's down to minus 20 Celsius outside. The plane's running out of food because it's not stocked for, So they're running out of food. It's now Sunday morning. The time is still ticking on. Still no customs officials. People are tweeting from the plane saying, help, we're stuck. We have no food. It's freezing. Like, can you imagine this nightmare?
How long are they in the plane for?
14 hours. They were stuck on the tarmac inside the plane with limited food and freezing conditions.
That's not cool.
That is not cool at all. Not at all.
I hate long flights. You're sitting in a tin tube. You've got tiny little space. The next guy next to you smells a bad BO. The food
garlic
is terrible. You know, you got a kid in front of you bashing you, behind you, bashing the seat.
Can you imagine if there was a kid on this flight?
You know, it's just.
Imagine
it's
being
just
the parent of a kid trying to keep a kid occupied for 14 hours in the freezing cold Canadian.
And look, it's not the guy's fault who got sick.
No.
I don't blame that person because, you know, you got to land, you got to land. But the customs dude, come on, mate. Do you want a couple?
Get out of bed and help
these people.
They did get them some donuts and coffee in the morning and they delivered that.
Well, they'd want to be some good donuts.
They'd want to be some gold-plated donuts.
To cheer you up, you know, they better be like glazed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
With hundreds of dollars.
So they eventually got them off. So they what an epic journey. They eventually got them off and processed them and then got them on another flight and all the rest of it. So, because they found mechanical problems with the plane after the guy got off. So that's why there was a hold-up.
Oh,
so
it's easy.
It was that as well.
Easy to find that once there's a lot of people annoyed and tweeting about how
bad
the airline
exactly.
is. Sorry.
There was something wrong with the, what was it, the flux capacitor?
Yeah.
Or the
107.7 CGO.
Mandy and Shad are your new way to wake up in 2019. The show kicks off Wednesday next week, 20 to 8.
Mandy and Akmal's normal or nuts.
Well, that one needs to be taken out of the system
We do need to take that one out of the system because it's no longer Mandy and Akmal. It'll be Mandy and Shad as of Wednesday. But normal or nuts, we do have to do first one for 2019 because Widow came into work today and said that you'd slept through a couple of your alarms. And I said, oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you told us how many alarms you set.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought this, I think this is pretty normal. I don't think this needs much debate. So I have 6 alarms in the morning, 6 on my iPhone, 2 on my clock radio near my bed.
You so have eight alarms.
8 alarms in total.
Now, did you actually genuinely sleep through 2? You didn't hear the first 2 alarms?
Yeah, so my first alarm is at 3:45 a.m. in the morning. And this morning I got up at about 4:10 because I slept through a couple. And genuinely, I sleep through both. But you turn them off, don't you? Yeah. So this, I don't remember it. I wake up at about 4:10 or whatever, and
you don't remember turning the others off.
I don't remember turning off.
Oh, that's an awful alarm. Yeah. Why have you got that? That's horrible.
Well, that's meant to wake me up. That's meant to be a really annoying sound.
Get a better sound.
I am such a deep sleeper, and so is my wife.
Maybe that's toned too down. Like maybe you need a beep beep beep, a really high pitched thing.
I can't do the high buzzer thing. I've done that before.
Well, yeah, maybe that's why you're sleeping through it because it's kind of that.
No. It's. I think it's pretty standard. I think a lot of people are heavy sleepers like this. How many do you set?
One alarm. One alarm. I'm usually awake before it goes off, but if I happen to be sleeping, I will turn it off, turn my light on, and get out of bed within about 4-5 minutes.
Mm.
Like I just wake up, sit on the edge of the bed, wake up, because if I don't, it's too hard to get up.
You're a light sleeper, aren't you?
I'm a very light sleeper, but also that alarm, just one, it's like it's time to get up.
No.
Now.
No. No.
Hang on. Producer Al, is he there? Producer Al, come in, because he also gets up at the crack of Sparrow's fart. How many alarms are you setting?
One on my Alexa, and I have one on the phone, because if we lose power overnight, the Alexa goes off. But I turn off the snooze options, because I don't believe in snooze. If you snooze, you're an idiot.
If you snooze, you lose.
Exactly.
All right.
So you've got one alarm, essentially.
One alarm, as soon
and a backup
as it goes
alarm
off.
In case there's a power outage.
Yeah. I'm at the point where I'm like,
high five me, man.
Should I buy a smart light for the Alexa to turn on the lights just to get me out of bed even faster?
Wow. Look at you.
The temptation's there all the time.
All the time, especially that time in the morning. So you just set one alarm, you get disciplined about it, and you wake up, widow. Now you're all about the discipline. What's going on here?
No, I'm a heavy sleeper. I've slept through car alarms. I've slept through all kinds of stuff. I've had a car alarm go off next to me, and I've slept through it. So, anyways, look, we want to know: is it normal or nuts to have 8 alarms set in the morning?
Well,
right.
It's nuts, clearly.
No,
8.
No, no.
I mean,
13, 27, 10. Call right now. Let us know. We can send you along so you don't miss Glass. It's part of the Unbreakable trilogy. Screening now at Metro Cinemas Lake Haven. 13, 27, 10. Call now.
We've got Rebecca from West Gosford. Hello, Rebecca.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, fabulous. Good. How many alarms are you setting?
I set one. We don't go to your room. You're not normal.
Yeah. Go to your room.
Go to your room. You're not normal. You only need one, for goodness sake.
Yes, I agree with you, Rebecca.
I sleep through them. I don't even know that I'm turning them off.
He doesn't even realise he's like turning them off in his sleep. That's how deeply he's sleeping.
Well, I must admit, look, on one degree, I can understand, because my youngest, he has one of those, is it a Fitbit that shocks you? As an alarm?
Oh.
Yeah. He let me try. And oh, my God, I tell you, that went off. I'd be waking up before that bloody shocked me. I can tell you that now.
That's what you need, Widow. You need one of those defibrillator watch things. Okay. Thanks, Rebecca. Great to hear from you this morning.
Right,
That's one nuts. David from Lake Haven, how are you?
Yeah, great, thanks. How are you going?
Excellent. How many alarms are you setting to get up in the morning?
About 4 or 5 in the morning.
Thank you, David.
Is this because you're a deep sleeper too, or what is it?
I am a bit of a deep sleeper and pretty hard to get up in the morning, actually, for the late night.
So you're staying up late, you're setting 4 alarms in the morning. That's great. Okay, and do you have it, like, what's your tone? What's your alarm music?
I can't play right now. It's driving out of M1, but they're trying to put it pretty loud and pretty, upbeat music tones.
Okay. Help
me get up.
Okay. Yeah. Righto.
Maybe something more upbeat to help me out.
Yeah. Maybe that's what he needs. You know, something really fun. And David, thank you so much for calling. So you say normal, and we're going to send you along.
You're
going to
go see Glass screening now at Metro Cinemas Lake Haven.
Well done, you.
So David said normal,
and Rebecca said nuts, and I said nuts.
Yeah,
and you said normal,
and Al's the decider,
and he says it's nuts.
So
nuts.
All right, maybe I'll try and find some upbeat music to wake up to.
Upbeat music, mate. Okay. High pitch too.
All right, thank you. 107.7 2GR. Give us a call, 132710. Have a chat. We could send you along to the movies so you don't miss Glass, screening now at Metro Cinemas Lake Haven.
It's got Bruce Willis and...
it's got a ton of people in it. It's got Samuel L. Jackson.
That's who I was thinking of, Samuel L. Jackson.
It's part of the Unbreakable trilogy. It's a great movie. Lots of people talking about it. Mm. Now, we need to talk about something that happened yesterday in the office.
Okay, so just let me set the scene for a second here. I never bring my dog to work. Yesterday was the first time I brought Frankie to work. Frankie's a little foxy cross. He's a really smart little dog. He's very clever. He's very trained.
Mm-hmm.
The thunder and lightning was sending him psycho, so I had to bring him into work because I had no other option.
Yep.
So I brought him into work thinking that he would just settle down in the studio because it's soundproof. He wouldn't be able to hear the thunder and lightning and everything would be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Now, he came into the studio. He was wandering around under the desk. He was kind of like... a little bit unsettled, but you and I both thought maybe it's just the weather and whatnot.
Strange surroundings.
And just before the end of the show yesterday, he cocked his leg and did a little wee-wee.
A tiny one, because I stopped him because I went, no, stop! And then he sort of midstream sort of stopped, which was good, and then I threw him outside.
Yeah.
And then I cleaned it up with disinfectant, everybody, so I did the right thing and there's no problem there and there's no stain on the carpet or anything.
Yeah, right. Are you sure about that?
No, I am.
Now, what's great about that is that it didn't stop there, because yesterday, we had an all-staff meeting here at work. The big boss called an all-staff meeting to talk about 2019 and the vision. And it's a very important meeting to start the year.
Exactly. It was like the put your best foot forward and everyone's there. There's about 30 of us all crammed into the boardroom.
In the big boardroom. It's a huge amount of people. We're all sitting there. And you know what's funny? We're sitting down and we're having a chat before the meeting starts. And someone mentioned that their dog did a nervous poo in their bathroom at the night because
of the thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning and everything. Exactly. And then I mentioned, well, we're doing poo chat. Evie on the weekend did a poo in a capsule and filled the thing. She was like floating.
Poo explosion.
That's when the boss stepped in and said, hey guys, I'm going to start soon. Can we just hold poo chat till after lunch? Because some of us have just had breakfast and
fair enough, right?
And so everyone goes, you know what? Fair call. Let's stop the poo chat right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of the girls sitting next to me just kind of goes, can you smell that? And we're like, oh, yeah, funny. Poo chat's over, but no more poo chat. That's fine. She goes, no, I can smell something that's not right. And then...
I can't believe this. This is so embarrassing.
Right next to the door of the boardroom, 40-something people about to have a very important meeting that the boss has called. Someone points out that Frankie's done a poo right next to the door.
In the boardroom in front of everybody. Oh, my God. I was so embarrassed. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't know where to look. I felt like, oh, God.
The big boss has literally said, no more poo chat, and we're about to have this very important meeting, and your dog...
And then there's a giant poo sitting there. Then I had to actually pick up my dog poo in front of all my colleagues. That was partly the worst part. I had to find something to pick the poo up.
The best timing ever, and you were so embarrassed.
God, I was so embarrassed. I can't believe that.
It was so good.
Such an important meeting. I felt terrible.
I laughed all day about that.
I went home and had a very stern talking to Frankie, and I said, listen, mate, if you're going to come to work with me, you know you don't poo inside. Thing is, he never does that. Anyway.
You can't write that. It's so funny.
Oh, God, it was really embarrassing. I want people to make me feel better this morning and tell me, if your dog has behaved badly at any stage, doing anything, just make me feel better. Because right now I'm dying from embarrassment on the inside.
132710, when has your dog behaved badly? We'll send you along to the movies. Now, we're talking about your dog.
Mm.
Frankie, you brought him to work yesterday. He was scared of the thunderstorm. He did a kind of little nervous poo in the boardroom just before a very important meeting
in front of every single staff member. I was mortified. I'm still mortified. I haven't spoken to the boss yet. It's freaking me out. Oh, my God. My dog, who is normally really well behaved, just did the biggest poo.
You could have put a postcode on that.
Oh, my God, Al. Stop it.
Producer Al, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Producer Al's in the studio. Now, you live with a few dogs. Tell me
I do.
We're looking for stories of badly behaved dogs this morning.
So I wouldn't say he's badly behaved. He hasn't been trained yet. He's a Great Dane puppy. Mm-hmm. My flatmate just adopted him.
Yep.
And I go under my bed because I store stuff under there.
Yep.
And the other day I found all of her G-strings. I just look at the dog and I'm like, I'm confused, bro. I'm a gay man.
Don't bring me the G-strings.
Yeah.
Dare I ask, are they clean?
Yeah.
Oh, she
he goes into the washing, the clean washing, which she doesn't put away.
And just brings you the G-strings.
Yeah, so I've got to awkwardly return them to her when she's home. Hey, doll, I've got your G-strings here.
Oh, my God, dear. Yes. Look, badly behaved dogs this morning, 13, 27, 10. We've got Danielle from Terrigal on the line. Morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Now, badly behaved dogs, you got one?
I do. I have a little French bulldog called Faith, and her and I, we are like lovers. We love each other. But I decided to have a male friend over one night for some Netflix and chill. First time I've tried it. And we decided to put a blow-up bed downstairs in the lounge room because it was so hot.
Yep.
Just to watch Netflix.
Yep.
Anyway, so we blew the bed up. I laid in the bed. He laid next to me and then decided he wanted to get a drink. So when he got up and went to the bathroom, she jumped in because she's used to sleeping next to me. But instead of going to sleep, she pissed on his side on the pillow.
Oh! She was like, how dare you sleep with my mum?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is too
That's
funny.
That's brilliant. That's great.
So there wasn't much chill going on then, I gather.
No, there was no chill after that. It was all over.
Danielle, that's awesome. We're going to send you along to go and see Glass, my friend.
Thank you.
No worries. Right.
Screening now at Metro Cinemas Lake Haven. So look like looks like Frankie's not alone there.
He's not alone at all.
Feel a little bit better. 107.7 TGO. Make sure you're a club member. Sign up right now, 2gofm.com.au, and you might win Access All Areas and go see these guys.
Kiss!
Farewell Kiss on their End of the Road World Tour on tour around Australia November 2019. Tickets on sale now from Ticketek, proudly presented by 2GO.
So it's a Farewell the World Tour, is it?
Well, hopefully not farewelling the world. But
It's the last chance to see Kiss, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Sign up right now, 2gofm.com.au. Now, I want to chat about Ava Mercado.
Yeah, Avo Chat.
Now,
some people say Advocados.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not Advocados, they're Avocados.
Mm.
I made that mistake for a while.
Whoops.
Mm.
Now, are they a fruit or a vegetable?
Well, I looked it up in the break, and they're technically a fruit, specifically a single-seeded berry.
They're a berry.
They're a berry. They're a single-seeded berry, avocado.
I've never known. I always just go avocado.
I know. And because it's green, you would assume it's a vegetable and you kind of look at it and it's creamy and whatever, you think, oh, that's definitely a vegetable. But
tomato? Fruit or vegetable?
Fruit.
Is it really?
It's to do with seeds.
It's to
do with seeds. If something has seeds on the outside, I think it's a berry. If it has it on the inside, I think it's a fruit.
Okay. Now,
don't quote me on that.
Thing about avocados are delicious, amazing, surging prices though. Getting pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Actually bought one for Evie. She had her first avocado yesterday.
Did she?
A little five-month-old Evie. She enjoyed it.
Excellent.
But the thing about avocados is there's a rise in injuries from people cutting the avocados. I didn't think this needed
what
to be
What is going
said.
On? Why are we talking about avocado injuries? This is dumb.
I honestly didn't think this needed to be said, but it's very official. The British Association of Plastic Reconstructive and Aesthetic Surgeons.
Say that again.
They're calling it avocado hand. It's an actual thing. There's a rise in avocado injuries in the emergency department, not only in the UK, but in America as well.
Hang on, stop. Just talk me through. Talk me through the avocado injury. Is it when you swizzle it that you can take two halves apart?
It's simply people cutting the avocado while holding it in their hand
and going right through to their hand. That's just dumb.
I know you can cut an avocado on a board. I always do it in my hand, no problem. Maybe because I'm an adult. I
pinch it between my thumb and my pointer finger, and I swip like I do the cut around it like that.
So
you don't actually. That's the sensible thing to do.
I thought it was going to be the one thing I do every time I cut an avocado, and I feel like a little bit of a ninja when I do it.
Yeah.
But you know when you're holding the half that's got the seed in it.
Yeah.
And you just whack that with the knife, the sharp edge of the knife, and you dig it out. I feel so cool when I do that.
I know.
But I also know if I get that wrong. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe people are going for the bang on the seed to get the seed out and they're missing and going straight. Oh, that's making me feel uncomfortable.
Potentially.
I'll lose a finger.
I actually was cutting a bread roll one day and cut all the way through into my hand, into the webbing of my hand.
Know.
So it does happen from time to time. Okay. But this show is all about you know, helping the community and, you know, keeping everyone safe.
Keeping everyone safe. So safely cut your avocados. Yeah. Do it responsibly,
cut
people.
Cut your avocados responsibly, please. Mm.
Carly from Tuggerong's given us a call on 13 27 10. Now, we didn't know this was a thing, Carly.
Yeah, it's a thing.
What has it happened to you?
No, it didn't happen to me, but it happened to my partner last week. He has cut avocados multiple times before, but he had a really sharp knife this time and jabbed straight into the nut and chucked a whole skin of his finger.
Oh! Okay, so he was going for the nut. He was actually trying to get the nut out. Yeah, that's what we were just saying.
He was trying to get the nut out and just completely, like, he got the nut out, but also a whole chunk of his skin off the finger.
Yeah, he lost half a finger. That's making me cringe a little bit. Is he going to be a bit more careful?
Probably not.
When you went to the hospital, right, and you got him all better and you got him home and he sat down on the couch, did you just give him an avocado sandwich or something and just like...
Well, no, because he had to go to work. So he was chopping it up at, you know, 5:30 in the morning.
Oh.
And the funny thing is he works in the hospital. So, you know, he got himself ready, bandaged himself up and drove himself to the hospital.
Yay! Oh, that's brilliant. Love it, Carly. That's great. Hey, we're going to send you along to see Glass.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great time. Avocado chat. Fruit chat. Who thought it would be so much fun?
Maybe we should make it a regular segment, Widow.
Yeah, we'll run it by the boss. See what he sees. I'm not sure about that one.
I'm pretty sure I know what he's going to say about Avo chat.
Look, if you want to hear more Avo chat or anything else we chatted about during the show, including Mandy's dog and the escapades of little Frankie yesterday doing a poo in the boardroom, you can download the 2GO app and catch up or go to 2gofm.com.au. Mickey D's up next. We are out of here.
Have a great Tuesday.
See you tomorrow at 5:30. Bye.
Summer feels good.
Summer, I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
But I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.